everybody. Welcome to the Damn Dude Podcast. I'm your host, California Cal, and this is the place where we have the conversations that need to be had in a way that'll make you think and say, damn, dude.
Damn, dude.
You know what I mean? Just some of that good old-fashioned, like, real talk, some real shit. And not the type of real talk when people go, yeah, yeah, real talk, homie, real talk. That usually means people are lying. But not that kind of real talk. Actually real talk. We're talking for reals. But yeah, man, so what I do, who am I, aside from your host? I teach babies how to swim and save their lives in the water. No, that's my job. That's what I do. Who I am is I'm somebody who creates fun and creates a safe place to have safe conversations and express yourself freely, free from judgment, and a place where you could be heard, understood, and related to. So that's who I am for the world. I create fun and connection, and I really am somebody who is definitely a very natural sort of mediator. My Chinese name was actually given to me, and it means mediator. So yeah, it's kind of cool. My Chinese name is Gavin. And it's cool because it kind of sounds like Calvin. So people are like, oh, is it just because it sounds like it? It's like, nah, it's because it's actually, that's what it means. You know, my grandpa gave it to me. He had like observed me for hella years and then was like, and then you get it, you know. So welcome to episode 51. And we're fucking moving along through these episodes, man.
Damn, dude.
Right now it's fucking 12, what is it? Let me see here. It's freaking... Sorry, I was trying to check something else on my phone too, all at the same time. And I wanted to create a little story too so I can kind of do a little promo. But like I said, it's 12, it's midnight, and we're getting it done because no matter what, we're not missing an episode. No matter what. Every Monday and Thursday, live at noon, there will be brand new episodes. All original content, always. And that's what you can expect here. So I was really thinking and tripping about how, like, freaking I've been hearing a lot of things lately, and it pertains to it's weird because I encountered this like years ago, and then I'm kind of like re-encountering it in a new and different sort of way, I guess, which is friendships and like how, like, when to back out of them, when to feed them, and what to look for in them. I realize I'm not very good, like, I'm very good. Interesting. I'm good at being approachable these days, and I'm good at approaching people, and I get nervous, I still freak out, but I can do it, and I'm good at it. And people are surprised that I say I'm nervous of it or scared of it. They're like, oh, what? Really? Like, damn, it seems so natural to you. And I'm just like, what the fuck? Like, I don't know how. Well, no, actually, I do know how. It's because I fucking practice. And it's funny because I realize, like, dude, so much is obtainable through just fucking practicing. And friendships take practice and different things, you know, like being happy takes practice. Feeling sad takes practice. Like knowing how to feel sad appropriately, it takes some practice and it takes some work. So same thing with like relationships, friendships, business. Like this podcast is also for people who are entrepreneurs and entrepreneur minded. So when we have guests, it's often people who are musicians, artists, entrepreneurs, you know, people who have their own business, people who create their own content, people who make their own path in this life. Those are the type of guests on here. So it's common that we'll talk about business and different things. Which, by the way, speaking of business, today I had two kids do their clothes test, and oh my God. Goodness.
Damn, dude.
It was absolutely amazing. Make sure you go check out at Fin2Swim. It's at Fin, F-I-N, the number 2, and Swim on whatever social media, ideally Instagram and our website, fin2swim.com. But check that shit out. We're really, really doing next level shit that you've never seen with babies before. There's one other crotchety ass old swim school with some lying ass motherfuckers that own that shit that gets missing, that they, people think that what they do is the cap. It is cap. Oh, I just nerded it out. That was weird. Anyway, it is cap. They're lying. It's straight fucking Captain Crunch. Because we've hit way deeper depths. We've gone farther. We've done what they said they couldn't do. And we allow what they say you can't allow. So, I need to do more episodes on that. But I guess I should kind of put that into there too, since it is the season. When shopping for swim lessons, make sure you guys go and ask the right questions. Make sure you ask what results can you expect and by when. Can your child still learn if he or she cries? And are you allowed to take pictures at any given time? Are you free to take pictures or videos whenever you want? Because at Fin to Swim, your child's going to learn to be able to be in the water independently, pass a fully clothed skills test in typically 6 to 8 weeks time. If your kid cries, we absolutely can still move forward and your child can learn, because all of this is taught through breath control and body positioning. So anytime a child is crying, we absolutely know when we have a good solid inhale and a good solid exhale. Certainly. And it actually makes our job easier, believe it or not. So, lastly, you are free to take pictures, videos, whatever you want. Share it where you want. Tag anybody. Post it wherever. Whatever. Comment. We don't care. Share it out. And I say that because we keep it real. It's a process. We're not trying to hide the ugly parts of it. You will be told, hey, I mean, you may not always be told, but often, you know, a lot of times you're told, like, hey, this first week is likely going to be pretty freaking ugly. Bear with me. And then as boom, once the kid starts doing good, they're like, oh my goodness, you're right. You know, and the parents trust and like, wow, oh my goodness, you know. And it's so dope. I love when you guys tell other parents, hey, you know, like when you see them being nervous about their kid and you're like, hey, you know, it's cool. My kid was crying too, believe it or not. And now your kid's like having a blast and being the best swimmer ever. And it's hard to believe that your kid was crying like last week or month or year, or, you know, whatever our timeline's looking like. So, you know, make sure you ask those questions, because it is a big scam out in the swim industry. And I'm trying to do this respectfully because I want kids' water safe, and there are other people who do get kids' water safe. My whole thing is their heart is in the right place. Their technique is not. The skill set's not. It doesn't add up. And then the next thing I see is people doing it for the wrong reasons. And the wrong reasons being money.
Damn, dude.
I don't really believe that. I was gonna say that's kind of old belief, and it's very limited. I was gonna say, I'm not even gonna say it. Fuck it. I don't want to create shit that I don't want to create. You know what I'm saying? I think it's that easy. Like when we don't like something, and you know what I'm saying? You have some awareness, then like you don't even have to say it. Plus, I kind of forgot what I was gonna say. Anyway, so it's perfect. It goes hand in hand.
Damn, dude.
What I was gonna say is like, okay, let me reset. When it comes to doing stuff, I think the money should be secondary, third off, fourth off, fifth off, whatever. It should be, the money should not be the first thing for why you choose your career. Like, our careers should not be picked based off of money. Now, don't get me wrong. Should be analyzed, yes, how much you make for the amount of investment you're going to put in, your investment being your time and your efforts and your energy. You know what I mean? Like, you're going to want to make sure that it adds up and it's equal. And now at the same time, if you're just doing things for money, you're going to be happy with the money. I've done sales and it's like, even though I was selling motorcycles and jet skis and shit like that, and I love those things, like I'm really, really passionate about motorcycles in particular. You know, it's like I got Live to Ride tattooed on my chest. Like I really, really, oh, in this picture, if you see the video, you know, if the server comes out, it will, I promise. I'm just kind of, I got a plan, don't worry. But that's me on the quad in that picture. My mom actually painted that like way back. That was an actual picture of me jumping my quad, which was cool. That was right before I broke my skull, neck, and back. And it's funny because I noticed, and only I noticed this, and I don't even know if my mom knows it, but she just drew it as exactly it looked. But this, the back rims on the quad are black, and the front are aluminum, like polished aluminum. And it's funny because you can kind of see like little blue lights in it. I had those little light up things in my wheels, but my back rims, I couldn't afford the front rims yet on it. So it bugs me because I had stock exhaust, I had a stock bumper, stock bars, and it's like the whole thing was stock. The undercarriage was, I had a plastic skid plate still. Like the only thing that was aftermarket was like the back rims and tires. And like maybe some levers and like a, you know, like the clutch perch or, you know, some shit like that. Like nothing that actually did anything to the bike. But yeah, man. Oh, I know what I was saying was, even though I love motorcycles, those little details, I'm like, oh man, my quad wasn't all the way fixed up like a month after that picture. Like maybe not a month. I guess about a month after that picture. No. About a year after it, I got my whole quad fixed up, like the whole thing. And then that was when I broke my neck. But my point was I was making a lot of money doing sales. And even though it was sales I liked, whoa, Ethereum just dropped a grip. It's down to 1966 right now. Go fucking buy some of that if you're into that shit. Anyway. I was making a lot of money and I was just unhappy, dude. Like money does not equal happiness. And it's crazy that that's how it is when you actually get some money. Like, fuck, that's weird. And speaking of my mom who drew the picture, she gave me a book today. It's called The Prophet by Khalil Gibran. She's like, it's really old, so it's written really weird, and there's some really strange shit, but, like, the stuff that resonates, like, really resonates and hits just fucking different, so I'm gonna give it a shot. It looks very, very, I guess it took the dude, like, years to write this book, like, 20 years or something. He just went back and, like, chose all the words exactly perfectly, like, some crazy shit like that, so, yeah. Anyway, tying this all back into the whole point in the first place, which is essentially relationships. That's kind of the whole point of this, is friendships. Where do, like, when you have, like, the difference between loyalty and being held back. Like, where's the line? Where's the, when I say that line, I'm saying shit all weird today. Where's the line drawn? You know, it's like you have your homies from way, way, way back. It's all love. But at the same time, it's like if you've got people who are not on the same trajectory, like they're just up to different stuff in life. And that's the thing, is I think people think that that's bad, but it's not bad. I know when I first started business, I told all my friends, like, look, I'm not going to be hanging out much. Like, I'm going to be working my ass off. You know what I mean? Like, it's nothing to you guys. It's just that I'm not going to be hanging out as much because I got to get this shit going, you know? And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. You know, like, right on. Like, tight, man. Cool. It's like, oh, that sucks. But it's like, oh, that's cool all at the same time. But then as we get older, it's like life starts evolving and shifting and I don't know. It's interesting. It's like when you receive, it's so weird. Like I think about this, like I heard people, I'm not trying to air anybody out. You know what I'm saying? That's never my shit. I don't do dry snitching or none of this shit, but like, there's people that it came back around to me, let's just say, that there's people that I know and supposedly have hella love for me that are straight up, by definition, being, doing, and acting out the definition of being a hater. And it's just like, what the fuck, you know? And at first I was kind of like, whatever. And then it started bugging me later. But not really bugging me. Just kind of like, huh. The fuck? Like, I know. It wasn't that it was bugging me. It was that I was thinking that it would pop into my head. I wasn't tripping about it. It's just that it would go pink. And I was like, oh, like, no, nah, I'm not tripping. And then, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what was happening. It was be like, hey, what about now? I'm like, nah, still not. I'm not tripping. All right. And then randomly, bing. I'm like, I'll think about it. I'm like, eh, nah. Still not tripping. So that's why it was bugging me, what I consider that. That's me being annoyed, like kind of how my brain works when it's annoyed, I think. But I heard this shit and I wasn't even surprised. And that's when I was like, hold on, wait a minute. If I'm not even surprised that who I thought was going to do some hater shit was doing some hater shit, like, what's the surprise? And I'm like, okay, is this individual always fucking offended and, you know, talking shit and getting in the fights and this and that, whatever? It's like, fuck yeah, you know, like if people do those things, then you have to understand that whatever you do is gonna, they're gonna react like that at some point. You know what I mean? And this works in many different ways. And it's like, let's take a look at like Karens, for example. You know what I mean? Like, if you look at Karens, they're expected to act a certain way and they play that out. And it's like, you know, when you encounter a Karen in the store, well, maybe not everybody, but I know that when I encounter a Karen in the store, I'm just like, oh, okay, cool. And I just play it off and I just. You know, I'm just gonna brush up. I'm not gonna engage in that shit. Like, why would I engage in that? If there's somebody just being crazy and just talking mad shit to nobody in particular, why would I go just be like, hey, I'm gonna be on the receiving end of that. Like, I'm gonna apply that to me and make me mad. Like, I don't think that's very wise. Really, I don't think that's wise. So, you know what I mean? It's like, I think what's important, and I keep going back and forth on this, analyzing this, because people say, oh, I don't trust that guy, I don't trust that guy, I don't trust that guy. And my response used to always be, well, hold on. That's not true. Because we're like, no, I trusted him this and this, and he did me dirty, now I don't trust that fool. Here's the thing, it's like, hold on, let's slow this down a little bit. If you don't trust somebody, if you trusted somebody this whole time, and now all of a sudden you don't trust them because they made a decision you don't agree with, now that's just more trust. Because now you know not only what you can trust them with, but now you know what you can't trust them with.
Damn, dude.
And it's like, knowing what you can't trust somebody with, especially when it's like another adult, not your kids, you know, when it comes to another adult and it's like, you know, you cannot trust them for blank. That's more powerful of information than knowing what you can, what, like, than not knowing what you can't trust them for, only knowing what you can trust them for. You know what I'm saying? Think about it like this. Let's say, you know, somebody who can drive a car like a motherfucker, like somebody who's with the shit when it comes to driving a car or truck or motorcycle or racing or whatever, right? Let's say, or let's say they're rappers, singers, they're just really talented. Like, that's cool, but if you're a fucking asshole, then, like, it's actually not cool. You know what I mean? Like, so, it's like, just because I... So, why am I saying that? It's because, let's say, just because I trust that you can get me around these turns at 160 miles an hour does not mean that I can trust you with, you know, telling you personal information or telling you about, oh, if I just did a crime or, you know, like, whatever. I'm just making shit up. But it's like, you know, same thing. Somebody's really good at basketball. All right, I trust them to have the ball and I trust them to get it in that hoop. But do I trust you around my girlfriend? Do I trust you around my kids? Do I trust you around my friends? You know what I'm saying? So I think we get that all crossed up, and it's kind of like we got it all backwards, where it's like we idolize people because they have a skill, and then like this whole, like, I don't understand how people don't see like PR stuff, like personal relations stuff, like people are literally coached on how to act on camera and how to talk and what not to say and what to say and how to act and how to put your shoulders. Like, you think it's a coincidence that all news reporters sit the same and stand the same and talk the same and dress the same and all of that? It's the same shit. You know what I mean? Excuse me. So it's like, I don't understand how people don't see that. And I was talking to one of my new homies I met in the sauna, Ali. Shout out, Ali. I'm going to have him as a guest, actually. Ali's a bad motherfucker. He got a solar coming. He's a cool fucking dude. Yeah, it fucks with dude. He's on some cool shit. But what was I saying? Oh, yeah. I was talking to him. What was I talking to him about? Oh, yeah, we were talking about that whole thing, like, trusting and not trusting. Damn, there was something specific, though. Shit, I kind of trailed off. I don't know. I guess kind of bringing back the point, which is, I find it fascinating because, for example, I just met this dude in the sauna, like, not long ago at my work. And I've gotten more encouragement from him and positive words and advice that we've exchanged back and forth in these several days than I have with people that I've known for like a long ass time, you know? And again, like I said, I'm not picking on anybody in particular. I'm speaking very generally. Cause I've had coworkers, I've had friends, acquaintances, everything, you know? Yeah, it's a fucking trip, dude. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break and we're going to be right back.
Damn, dude.
What up, everybody? Welcome back. And yeah, man, it's really a fucking trip. How, I mean, I guess it's not a trip because when you really break it down, if you think about it, like, people are just unhappy with themselves and their life and the outcomes and their people haven't met the false expectations they've put on themselves.
Damn, dude.
And it's like when you go, I'm going to be a millionaire by the time I'm 25. Almost everybody said that at some point when they were a kid. Well, at least around fucking, you know, United States, where I grew up anyway, in San Diego, people, you know, just talking shit, whatever. And at the same time, our teachers would be like, huh, yeah, right. How are you going to do that? You can't even turn in an assignment. And you go, oh, shit. And then you sit down later in your subconscious and it's like, whether you're like, oh, fuck you, whatever, you, like your subconscious takes it. And it's like, damn, it doesn't even matter if it's true or not because the subconscious doesn't care. It just takes it in. And that's a fact, actually. That's proven. You can look that up. But that's actually how, like, therapy and all this stuff works. Is like, you can actually retell yourself and repaint old stories from your past. Paint the picture a little bit differently. Or just repaint it and whatever. And you fucking come out the other side clean and fresh. And, like, not hurting from shit you used to hurt from. You know what I'm saying? Excuse me. So I look at this whole thing with like maintaining friendships. I fucking suck at it, dude. Like, I don't know what that is. Like, that's probably one of my biggest flaws. Because I meet an assload of people. But like, how many do I stay in touch with? I only stay in touch with people that like blow me up, or that I've, or like my friends' friends that I've like my homies from like my friend group from just the beginning. You know what I'm saying? Like, so like I said in the first place, kind of tying this all together again, you'll notice I talk in forward moving circles. So I talk in cursive. I talk in cursive poems. They're in riddles. So I think about it. It's like, at what point do you draw the line between loyalty and good for you? Because it's like, it's really trippy, dude. Like, fuck. Like, what is loyalty? And it's like staying true to somebody. To what? You know, what even is the, what's the definition of loyalty? Definition of loyalty. Oh, I should have just typed loyal. Loyalty. The quality of being loyal. That's fucking wonderful. Definition of loyal. Giving or showing firm and constant support or allegiance to a person or institution. Giving or showing firm and constant support or allegiance. Interesting. Wow. Okay. What the fuck, dude? Okay, think about this.
Damn, dude.
If... like, what just thought popped up for me when I heard giving or showing firm and constant support or allegiance to a person or institution, I started thinking of all the old soccer teams or sports teams or whatever the fuck I'm not on anymore. Like, yeah, to fucking Young Guns basketball all-star team. I was loyal. I fucking put in my work. I showed up. I did my shit. I fucking sucked. But I played my fucking ass off, and I played with hella heart, and I tried. And I gave firm and constant support and allegiance to that institution. And now I don't anymore. Not that I wouldn't go support them. See, it's weird. This is weird. This is what just tripped me out, is because, like, you know, if I went to go watch a basketball game, that's who I would automatically be like, I want them to win. You know, unless they had like some asshole-y type of qualities or whatever. Now I'm just kind of like, I don't really care. I'm just like, oh, we're here. This is fun. I'm just going to enjoy the moment. I'm not really like, I want this guy to win or that guy to win. Like, I don't really have any reason to favor this guy or that guy. Like, you know, home team, hometown type of shit. Yeah, like, cool, but it still doesn't, it's not that important at the end of the day. If you meet somebody else and you're like, oh, I'm from San Diego, and you're like, oh, I'm from San Diego, it's like, oh, sick, no way. Like, the most that happens is like, oh, that's cool, I don't meet very many people from here still. Or it's like, oh, hell yeah, what's up, bro? Or we start speaking the same language, and it's like, oh, what up, homie? And like, it's weird. San Diego people who are born and raised here, you can be like nerdy, or like a fucking, like, I don't even know what all the new shit's called, but like, you could be like a punk person, you could be a rocker person, you could be like a fucking dancer person, you could be a, like I said, you could be a nerd, you could be a band geek, you could be a whatever. But around here, like, it's in their language, all of our language, to at some point just be like, oh, what's up, homie? Oh shit, what's up, cuz? Oh, what's up, blood? Like, everybody talks like that in some way, shape, or form, which is funny. So it's like, okay, so I would show loyalty and allegiance to that institution. So, but now that I'm older and I'm not associated with it, I was loyal when it needed it, and I showed firm and constant support or allegiance. See, that's weird, because that nothing can be constant. I mean, can it? All right, here we go. Here's another one. Loyalty. What is the true meaning of loyalty? The state or quality of being loyal. Faithfulness to commitments or obligations. Faithful adherence to a sovereign, government, leader, cause, etc. An example or instance of faithfulness, adherence, or the like, a man with fierce loyalties. So interesting, because if it's faithfulness to commitments or obligations, once you've fulfilled them, then it kind of resets, I guess? You know what I'm saying? But how does that work for people? Because I think about it like this, like, okay, we have, I mean, not everybody, but like, or if you don't, then you will, or whatever. It doesn't matter. You have ex-boyfriends, girlfriends, you have old teachers, you have old neighbors, you have kids who are in your class that moved away, you have kids in your class you just don't talk to anymore. But let's say you did, like, shit, I had loyalty to stupid ass, the fuck's her name? I don't even know. Bitch ass Miss Iber. Fuck, man, that lady was a fucking mean old woman, dude. But I was loyal to her class. You know what I'm saying? My parents took me out eventually because it wasn't that class. It was fourth grade. I switched teachers. Yeah, I got some fucked up teachers that year. But so it's interesting because it's like commitments or faithfulness to commitments or obligations. So how long? You know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, well, if I was faithful in my relationship with my ex-girlfriend, I showed loyalty, now what? If they're exes, now what? So that's trippy as fuck. Like, what do you do with that? Are you still loyal? And if not, are you not loyal because they weren't loyal? If that's the case, then that means you're not actually loyal. You were being loyal with an asterisk. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't all the way real. Damn, that's fucking crazy, dude. So it's like, if you give up loyalty on somebody because they did you dirty, then what? Does that mean trust is broken, so loyalty is broken? That's interesting. If trust is broken, then does that mean loyalty is automatically broken? Does that mean it breaks at all? Does it depend? Like, fuck, what the hell?
Damn, dude.
Yo, that's fucking trippy, dude. That's hella trippy. So that's where I'm at with this whole line of piecing together what old relationships mean to me and what to do with them and where to place them, and or not even where to place them, but how to like categorize it in my own brain. Because that's my thing, is like, I don't believe in like getting rid of people. I'm more just like, all right, like maybe I don't fuck with you so much, but I'll put that then in this file. You know, when I see you, I don't have to fucking punch you in the face or nothing. It's just like, oh, hey, what's up? You know, but I'm not gonna invite you to the fucking cookout or the fucking carne asada. Like, you're not coming to that stuff, but I'm gonna keep it cool at whatever, you know. So that's how I see it as of right now. Going back, I might look at this later and be like, what the fuck was I talking about? But I think this was pretty good, actually. I think there's a lot to think about here. Because that just left me fucking all twisted around. That was pretty good. Damn. So, yeah, man. Just kind of wrap this up. That last interview, episode 50, was absolutely off the charts, dude. Like, If you didn't go back and listen to that one, like, I promise you that shit is fucking ill, dude. I don't think there's anyone who can't relate to that in some way, shape, or form. Because it kind of, like, exposes the truth about being human. And, like, the truth about being human is different from all the shit we say about it. You know what I'm saying? It's like nobody's born, oh, this is the guy who wears this kind of beanie. Oh, this is the guy who wears, you know, skater clothes, whatever. It's like, yeah, your parents will pick that shit usually, but, like, you're not born with that persona. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's say you were the same family and they put you in the middle of fucking, you know, in the middle of the desert. Like, now you don't have that persona. You just have to do what you have to do, you know? Yeah, man, I don't know. That's a trip, though, the whole thing with loyalty. Like, I think about that all the time, and I go back and forth, and I weigh it out, and I'm like, huh. Like, loyalty versus where we're at now, and how often are we supposed to renew our loyalty contracts? You know, for me, it was like, I was loyal to my sports team. So I showed up to practice every Monday and Thursday, and I showed up to games on Saturday. And as soon as the league was done, I stopped showing up because it was done. There's no more. So that's the thing, is all of a sudden now on Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday, I'm like, oh, what am I going to do? Because all of a sudden, I don't have to be loyal to that anymore. Like, I can't even be. So what? Now what? You know what I'm saying? That's fucking trippy, dude. Like, that's hella trippy. Yeah, where do we do that with friendships? Where do we do that with, like, our homies who we got mad love for, but, like, it's just not the best idea to spend too much time hanging out together or whatever, you know? It's like, if you're just up to different shit. You know, or if it's like, or if there's even people, I'm sure, fuck, I know this happens for people, or it's like, because it happens for me for a handful of people, where just like, there's people you've known for a long time, but the now version of them is like turning into some old, like, politicized fucking weirdo, and they're like not fun to be around anymore. And it's just kind of like the same old jokes, but like, I don't know. It's like, bro, you got old. Like, that sucks, man. Like, come on. What happened to the cool version of you that, you know, where'd you go? But yeah, it's like we become our parents and we become our fears and whatever our, I think more so we become our fears. Cause then we put the most energy and focus into those things. So yeah, dude, it's crazy. So be like the gorilla, stay strong, like gorilla, Norbit. Oh, Norbit is a great movie. You've never seen it, by the way. But yeah, I got my dog today, Ziggy. She's officially staying at the pad now. My kids are down in Mexico. They're way down in Mexico. They're gonna be there for a little while, man. It's gonna be a fucking trip. I miss them already. But I got my little pupper, and I haven't seen her in a long time. I missed her so much. It was cool to see her. I can tell she's a little standoffish about me, but happy to see me all at the same time. So, and then we're finally settled into a place and all that. Paid the damn rent and pet insurance and all that shit. Fuck, it's expensive. Shit, heads up, man. Between kids, dogs, and fucking standard adult shit, it adds up, man. But yeah, dude, I've been up since fucking 6 this morning. It's now 12:48 a.m. So it's about 1 o'clock. I still haven't even, like, taken the time to unwind or anything either. But I'm going to be up early again. Shoot my ass up to Rancho Santa Fe at 9. Plus cut some clips for the podcast. Make some posts. We're doing it, man. We're going in. Grinding, dude. Yeah, man. So, hope you guys enjoyed this episode. You already know. It's all love. I love you guys. I appreciate you guys. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for liking and leaving 5-star reviews and subscribing and all that, whatever it's called. Really appreciate it, man. You know what I mean? Like, we just keep it real as fuck. If there's any special, like, guests or anybody you wanna see. Oh, like I said, I am putting together a podcast tour. So I think I'm going to try and hit Chicago, San Francisco, Las Vegas. I might try and throw in Texas maybe too if there's anybody I need to see there. Maybe LA on the way back and then back down to Dago again. So we'll see.
California, Cal.
We'll be all over. So on that note, hope you guys have a beautiful night. Much love. Peace.
Damn, dude.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Wait. Rewind that back. Rewind that back. Rooster Tail, you need to take us out, bro. At Rooster Tail Official, TALE. Also a band at Kitsune, KITSUNE. Boom.